You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest is a freshman in Congress. United States Representative from Washington's 5th Congressional District. And a guy who probably, you know, we were talking about lobster bisque, probably knows a good lobster bisque somewhere around the Capitol. Michael Baumgardner is his name. You may remember him. He's been on the show before. Good friends with the late Mike Leach. He taught that insurgent warfare class with Leach. And Baumgardner joining us now. Where are you right now? Set the scene for us.
I am have just walked from the Capitol, and I'm approaching National Stadium. I'm going to go to my first Major League Baseball game as a member of Congress. So in true Mike Leach fashion, I'm out walking around talking to John Canzano on the radio like
there
only
you go.
He could.
Out of breath, talking to everybody, saying hi to everybody, kissing babies, shaking hands. Hey, it feels like you just got there to me, but you immediately got to work right after being elected. I know you were appointed to some committees, and college sports has been near and dear to you. What has it been like, the onboarding, in Congress?
You know, in Congress, days feel like weeks, and weeks feel like months. You know, I've just hit my 3-month mark here, and it's been a blast. I mean, I'm really enjoying it, but you know, there's been so much going on. Obviously, I'm a freshman, so, combination of still learning where the bathroom is. And then, actually, I was the first freshman to get a bill off the House floor last week, so we've been doing well with legislation. But there's been so much coming out of the administration and the White House. Obviously, President Trump has a lot of ideas, and Elon Musk has a lot of ideas, and we don't always get told those ideas before they do what the executive branch does. But we're working through those issues as well, too. But on the college sports, front, that was one of the things that I campaigned on, something I have a real interest in. And I was very pleased to be named to 3 committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee, and the Education and Workforce Committee. And I was actually named the vice chair of the Higher Education Committee for the United States Congress. And so that's a good place for me to be to deal with college sports, as is the Judiciary Committee, because judiciary would deal with antitrust issues, and it is antitrust exemptions that allow professional sports to be able to have things like salary caps, and currently the NCAA is asking for antitrust protection in college sports, so it puts me right in the college sports issue being with the Judiciary Committee as well.
Now, you've got some viewpoints on kind of how to level the playing field, and I'm curious how receptive others have been as you kind of work your way around the Capitol.
You know, the crazy thing is, John, is that I came in with a real focus on NIL, and what I've learned in the first 3 months is no one is happy with what's going on in college sports, but not many folks actually have fleshed out ideas. You know, there's a number of committees that are, hey, we're working on this issue. We've heard that Ted Cruz over on the Senate side will have a bill. They're having hearings. The only concrete proposal I've seen is this fairly limited request for antitrust exemption that the SEC and the Big Ten are pushing for, which would kind of cement in things around the House settlement. But, you know, the Democrats here in Congress have not been receptive to the idea of just granting blanket trust antitrust exemptions. You know, they've been pushing for unionization of college workers. And I'm taking a little different approach. I'm trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, return what I call restore college sports to a competitive balance. And the big thing I'm trying to push, a kind of a holistic sense, but, you know, I think NIL will be unfettered NIL with a meat market, unfettered free agency will be the death of college sports. So I would like us to create a regime where NIL payments are shared equally amongst all college athletes, and that would then take away the incentive to transfer for a bigger payday. It would then limit NIL to true market-based activity. But if everybody's sharing in the money, you know, the Shadur Sanders of the world may do a little worse, but that would make it so that all the Olympic athletes and the athletes at Oregon State and Washington State and Eastern Washington University would do better.
I'm looking, across campuses, and there are a lot of athletic directors who are concerned about our Olympic programs and Olympic sports because the colleges, the universities, are the minor league system for our Olympic team. Is that going to speak the love language to people at the Capitol?
You know, it certainly does to my committee chair in Judiciary, Jim Jordan. He was a two-time NCAA champion wrestler. The whole reason I'm on the Judiciary Committee is because I told Jim about my ideas for college sports, and I think he was pretty interested because, folks, you know, if all the money goes into the SEC and the Big Ten in football, then the Olympic sports are probably going to wither. You know, there's some sense that the female Olympic sports will be protected by Title IX, but the reality of men's Olympic sports is there would be less and less opportunities. So essentially, what I'm trying to do is make sure that, and these are highly subsidized public goods. These are public universities that the taxpayers have a lot in. So this is not a private sector issue, but even for the private sector, pro sports, Congress allows pro sports to have salary caps. You know, you think about LeBron James, he's worth $500 million a year, probably more, to the NBA, but he doesn't get paid $500 million a year because in the name of competitive balance, Congress says, NBA, you can have a salary cap. And yet, in public universities, there's essentially no salary caps, you know, right now. So what we would like to do is pick some of the elements of how Congress treats pro sports and then get college sports back to the way they were, which is fairness, competitive balance. And I'd like to see I'd like to see NIL sharing. I'd like to see revenue sharing. So everything is not just SEC and Big Ten. And then I'd like to see that we're trying to work through as well, too, is that you would end this idiocy, this absurdity of having transcontinental college conferences. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then, having volleyball teams from Oregon and UW fly to Maryland and New Jersey on school weeks is just insane and not in the interest of the taxpayers. So we can put all this back together. And the fact that President Trump went to the NCAA wrestling championships last week in Pennsylvania, I think is very, gives us a shot. And, you know, look, I know President Trump, people have very strong views on him for a number of reasons, but the reality is if we're going to fix college sports, it will very likely take the direct engagement of the President of the United States. And I think Trump, I've been working the White House, we have a shot with the president if we continue to make the case.
We're talking to Congressman Michael Baumgardner. He is in D.C. today doing his job. What can you use as leverage? I know that schools, the universities get federal student financial aid funding. Is that a powerful enough leverage point for you?
Yeah, it is, because universities, public universities are highly dependent, all universities, even the private universities, are highly dependent upon being able to get federal student loans for their student bodies. So the amount of money that goes through a university from the federal government dwarfs the amount of money that is in TV contracts and college sports. And so Upper Campus would care deeply about the arrangement that I would like to set up. So this would be a voluntary arrangement that we would set up. But if you wanted your school to continue to receive eligible for federal financial student aid, you would be, under my bill, we will be ending the NCAA, which has become a feckless organization that hasn't been able to solve anything. There would be a new entity where a college sports association that would be appointed by the president would be the commissioner. And then this new entity, there would be NIL revenue sharing. There would be TV revenue sharing. And coaches' salaries would be capped at 10 times the average student, full cost of average student tuition. And so you would see, a reduction. So the Nick Sabans of the world wouldn't do as well under the system, but there would be more money and a more level playing field for the Oregon States and the Washington States of the world. But what's in the public interest and what the taxpayers who essentially fund all this stuff, and don't let anybody tell you that this stuff is private or certainly commercial market, because it's not. These universities have value because they're subsidized by the taxpayers. But under my system, you would have more Olympic sports, more opportunities in baseball and wrestling and all the things that we need our young people to be able to do. And that's what the taxpayers want. They want their sons and daughters. And the politics of this thing, you know, obviously, if you're a sports nut and you follow recruiting religiously and you're really in to college football, you know, you think it's might think it's really cool that that LSU and Alabama and Notre Dame and, you know, even Phil Knight at Oregon, that they can benefit from this system. But if you're an average taxpayer, you think the whole situation is absurd and crazy. And so I campaign on this issue, you know, and I'll tell you, Donald Trump won my district by 8%. I won my district by 21%. In the election and was one of the best performing Republican candidates in the country. And one of the reasons why was I picked up moderate and Democrat votes specifically from this issue. So I'm pretty sure where the politics are on it for the general folks. You know, I know once the talking heads in sports and the ESPN people, I'm sure ESPN will be dumping all over this idea once we get it out because, you know, they're the ones controlling the system. But I don't think that the Fox Sports TV execs and the ESPN TV execs should be in a back room rolling over the Big Ten and the SEC ADs, you know. And so Greg Sankey may not like this idea. And one of the things I've learned about being in Congress, I was shocked to come into Congress and learned how many high-powered lobbyists the Big Ten and the SEC have on the payroll here. You know, so this is... You know, this is big boy politics around this issue because there's a lot of money at stake.
We're talking to Congressman Michael Baumgartner, state of Washington. He is in Washington, D.C. You mentioned Bill. What's the next step for you?
Well, so we're still having the bills. The final touches of the bill are being drafted up. Actually, you know, at the start of Congress, you know, you can't just put your ideas on a cocktail napkin and have a bill ready to go to hearing. You know, there's actually a lot of people. There's 435 members of Congress, and there's only so many lawyers that work in Congress, so they're a little overwhelmed getting the bill out. So it's taken longer to get the bill drafted than I would have liked. And obviously, you know, I'm doing a whole lot of other stuff. I got bills on national security and taxes, and there's obviously a lot of important work that Congress is doing. But on this sports issue, you know, we're going to focus in on it. So the next thing that's happened, the bill will get introduced. And then, you know, there's no guarantee that I'll even be able to get a committee hearing on the bill, but I am working really hard behind the scenes and am hopeful and optimistic that we can get the president to engage. And that would really be the game changer if President Trump, sees the opportunity. And, you know, the case I'm making to the White House is, you know, if you look in the history books, college football was going to be banned 100 years ago because it was so violent, people were dying on the field. And Teddy Roosevelt, who was then the president, liked college football, and he saved college football, putting in new rules to make the sport safer, and college football thrived. So, you know, the case I'm making to the White House is just as President Teddy Roosevelt, who's on Mount Rushmore, saved college sports 100 years ago, President Trump could get to save college sports this year. And it would have to be a bipartisan bill because of the filibuster. But I do believe that there's a solution here that works for both Republicans and Democrats. And more importantly, you know, it works for the American taxpayer, the American people. So, you know, schools like, I mean, there's a lot of, obviously, we got a lot of Republican members from the South and SEC country, but even they are ticked off that they're losing players and this craziness of NIL. And I know someone that runs a football program at one of the biggest, most prestigious football programs in the country. And, you know, we were talking with him and they had an NIL deal with their left tackle that was set 2 weeks before. And 2 weeks later, the left tackle's agent said he was hitting the market and transferring out. So you just have constant unfettered free agency with multi-million dollar things. It's such a distortion of what college sports is meant to be. And eventually the whole thing is going to crumble because fans are going to lose interest if they don't feel like they have a fair chance, that their schools don't have a fair chance to compete. And ultimately you're going to have less Olympic sports. So I think the stakes are really high, but I think there is a solution. I think it's time for Congress to act. And I'm certainly going to do everything I can for schools like Washington State University, Eastern Washington University, and Oregon State University to have a chance to put Humpty Dumpty back together again and save college sports.
I think you're going to get a lot of support from lawmakers who come from states who, you know, don't have a Big Ten or an SEC school in it. They're going to be like, 100%, we're behind this, because I think clearly it's not a power four, it's a power two. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, the criticism you might get for the system that you're advocating for, because it sounds like socialism. And how do you push back against that?
Well, I mean, think about K through 12 sports, you know, I mean, they don't make a lot of revenue, but, you know, there is more popcorn and more tickets sold at a high school, boys high school football game than there is probably at a girls soccer game. And yet you treat all those athletes the same when it comes to support, because it's a general public good. And in college sports, I think for the taxpayer, and again, these are highly subsidized taxpayer-funded universities, we want to create more opportunities. So, yeah, I mean, it is a little bit socialist in the sense that you're redistributing what the market values as the money for the greater TV value for certain football programs and certain leagues. But that's already how college sports work. I mean, only football makes money on college campuses. Basketball can break even and eke out a little bit of money some places, but you're essentially already redistributing football revenue to fund everything else. So that's the backbone of the system. And again, pro sports is not pure capitalism. Congress grants antitrust exemptions, and that's why you can have salary caps. And so not everybody has, again, this will be a voluntary situation. You know, if somebody wants to go out and fund a private sports league as a minor league, they can go for that. You know, and if coaches don't want to coach at the collegiate level and want to focus on the pro level, they can do that. And if players, student athletes, don't want to play for schools under the situation, you know, they have that choice as well too. So there's plenty of opportunities in America for people to coach or play at other levels. But we're saying in publicly subsidized universities that all sports are going to have the same value, and we're going to create more opportunities for college wrestlers, for swimmers, for baseball players, and for all those kids in high school to compete. And the average fan, we loved college football in the 1980s when, you know, when Mike Price was coaching at WSU making, you know, $90,000 a year and had a little chain. The weight room was a lot smaller. But we loved it just as much in the old Pac-10. So for the average fan, you just want fair competition. You know, we don't care. I mean, the idiocy of the arms race that every college athlete now has to have, you know, a locker room with padded seats and reclining chairs, you know, and Xboxes and slides and all this nonsense that goes into locker rooms and they're only good for 5 years. There's no public good in that. You know, and what's more important, Nick Saban making $12 million a year, you know, or 2,000 kids getting to play college baseball. So, again, these are public goods, and we're going to regulate them as such.
You are preaching to the choir here. I wish you the best with this, and keep us posted on what is next, what comes next. I know that people will say to you, hey, there's more important things. What about the stock market today? And I'm always like, can't all these things be important? Can't a lawmaker
Of course they can. Of course they can. And there is, there's a ton of American taxpayer dollars at stake in our university system, and this will make them stronger. I'd love to know what your listeners think. And so please cover the story and let me know. And John, I'm always happy to get on the phone, and I'm going to go watch that baseball game.
Yeah, go watch
it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
All right,
have a hot dog. Bye-bye. Have a hot dog at the stadium. There he goes. Congressman Michael Baumgartner. He's got some enthusiasm. Will he have the audience? Will he get the support? Will the SEC and the Big Ten lobby against it? You better believe it. Leave it here. Our big splash coming up.